Thank you and good morning. In November of 2013, four Eureka High School students walking back to campus after lunch were fired at by a man using a pellet gun equipped with a telescopic sight. One of the students required medical attention to have a pellet pulled from his chest after being shot, and Eureka police later arrested John Kay as the suspect. On Wednesday, Kay was found guilty of two counts of misdemeanor assault and found not guilty of felony assault. Kay faces a possible jail term of a year and a half and a restriction of gun rights for 10 years when he is sentenced by Judge Timothy Cisna later this month. A Hoopa man found himself in county jail after he was released from the hospital on Wednesday afternoon after being treated for stab wounds he had suffered during an attack in Hoopa on Monday. 30-year-old Mark Nelson was found to have a no-bail felony warrant for a probation violation out in his name, and deputies took him into custody and he was booked into county jail. The search for the suspect who stabbed Nelson continues. Arcata Fire responded to a report of heavy smoke coming from a property in the 3200 block of Dow's Prairie Road on Wednesday morning. When fire crews reached the scene, they found a shed fully involved with fire and a resident in need of medical attention for smoke inhalation. The fire was quickly extinguished and firefighters prevented its spread to neighboring structures. The resident refused transportation to the hospital, but his shed and the car inside on which he was working were a total loss. It's suspected that the cause of the fire was an electrical issue with the vehicle. The sheriff's office is investigating how a McKinleyville man came to be in possession of military-style smoke grenades after they spotted two of them in his front yard and found a third in his vehicle, which was parked on the Arcata Plaza on Tuesday evening. The man had been involved in a dispute with neighbors on B Avenue in McKinleyville when he was contacted by sheriff's deputies. They confiscated the two grenades found at that location, and after receiving permission, the county bomb disposal unit searched the man's vehicle on the plaza and recovered a third. No arrests have been made. The city of Fortuna, along with the Karuk tribe and the city of Willits, have all received grants from Caltrans to study how to better incorporate sustainable transportation, such as biking and walking, into future projects. Fortuna received $185,000, which will be used to study improvements for Kenmar Road and 12th Street, while Willits received $183,000 to study proposed improvements for a three-mile stretch of its main street. The Karuk tribe is looking at making improvements in Orleans, including new developments in the core of the town center, improving aging infrastructure, and enhancing existing community spaces. The Eureka Police Department is accepting applications from residents interested in serving on the Police Chief's Advisory Panel. The panel will provide oversight, support, and guidance to Chief Andy Mills to help improve transparency in the flow of information between the community and the department and to build stronger relationships with the community. The applications are due by May 29th. For more information, contact the Police Department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Detectives in Del Norte County are investigating the assault of an 88-year-old woman. Jordan Christmas has more.
Deputies from the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office were called to the 1100 block of Highway 101 after a robbery at a local business occurred in the area. Upon arrival, deputies contacted an 88-year-old woman who was the owner of the business. She explained to deputies that an unknown man entered her office and grabbed her and forced her to the ground while demanding money. The victim tried to fend off the attacker, but the man dragged her into another room, tying her hands and feet. The suspect then drew a firearm and threatened to kill the victim if she attempted to get away. After the suspect left, the victim then freed herself and went outside to call for help. The suspect is described as a white male, 5'7", with a slender build and a clean-shaven thin face, with the exception of a small black mustache.
Thank you, Jordan. The city of Point Arena needs a new city manager because on Wednesday, Philip Vince announced his resignation from the position due to personal reasons. Vince began his career with the city in November of 2014 after being named as Point Arena's first official city manager. At Tuesday night's special city council meeting, however, the council accepted Vince's resignation. Former Eureka city manager Dave Tyson has been named interim city manager. Tyson has experience in the position. He served as the city's interim manager from May of last year until Vince took over in November. The city council has now made the recruiting of a new city manager its top priority. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.